Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Salut tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. Now, in this lesson, we're going to be looking at a group of verbs which use a slightly different pattern in the perfect tense. That is, they don't conjugate with avoir. Instead, they use the verb être. So we're going to be looking at verbs such as aller and learn how to say I have gone or I went. I hope you find this lesson useful. Now, so far, we've been looking at the perfect tense, and we've been looking, as you know, at perfect tenses conjugating with the auxiliary verb avoir. In this week's lesson, we're going to look at a specific type of verb which actually uses a different auxiliary verb, that auxiliary verb being être. This group of verbs is generally known as être verbs, which of course makes sense. Just to recap, remember that the perfect tense is formed by taking part of the auxiliary verb and combining it with the past participle. And we're going to do exactly that. The only thing that's changing today is the auxiliary verb, which auxiliary verb we're going to use. Now, in today's lesson, we're going to be talking about a specific verb, and that verb is the verb to go. Anna, what is to go in French?
Aller.
Aller, okay. And in this situation, we're going to combine aller with its auxiliary verb, which isn't avoir, but être. So as usual, we take a part of the auxiliary verb, which in this case is être, and combine it with the past participle of aller. Now, the past participle of aller is actually regular. So we take off the er and add iacute, and we get
aller.
Of course, it sounds exactly the same as usual, but it's nevertheless spelt slightly differently. A-L-L-E acute. Aller. Now, as we've already said, aller does not form the perfect tense with the auxiliary verb avoir. Instead, it uses être. So, to say I went or I have gone, you would say je suis allé or je suis allé. Anna, try saying that. Je suis allé.
Je suis allé.
Or je suis allé.
Je suis allé.
Okay, so I went, je suis allé.
Je suis allé.
So we're conjugating it with être. The tu form of the present tense of être is?
Tu es.
Mm-hmm. So you would say you went or you have gone. Tu es allé.
Tu es allé.
Tu es allé.
Tu es allé.
Or indeed, tu es allé.
Tu es allé.
And then the he form of the present tense of être.
Il est allé.
That's right. Il est allé.
Il est allé.
And the she form would be just the present tense of être.
Elle est.
Elle est. So adding the past participle aller, we would get elle est allée.
Elle est allée.
Now, something a little bit strange happens here. When we use être as the auxiliary verb, we have to start thinking about whether people are male or female, or indeed if there's just one person or if there's more than one person. It pretty much always sounds the same, at least most of the time, but the spelling of the word aller will change slightly. So when we get to elle est allée, what happens with aller is that it takes an extra E on the end. So it would be spelled A-L-L-E acute E. Elle est allée.
Elle est allée.
Now, let's just jump back to je suis allé. Okay, I would say je suis allé, and that would be spelled je suis, obviously, A-L-L-E acute. So how would you say it, Anna? I went.
Je suis allé.
Yeah, it sounds exactly the same, but because you're female, you would also have to add that extra E on the end of aller. So you would spell it A-L-L-E acute E. Je suis allé.
Je suis allé.
So I'm saying je suis allé. That's spelled A-L-L-E acute. And you're saying?
Je suis allé.
And how's aller spelled there?
A-L-L-E acute E.
Très bien. So je suis allé, tu es allé, il est allé, elle est allée.
Je suis allé, tu es allé, il est allé, elle est allée.
Okay, so far so good. That's the singular forms. Let's move on to the plural forms. Can you remember the we part of the present tense of être?
Nous sommes.
Nous sommes, okay. So this time we're going to say nous sommes allés.
Nous sommes allés.
And aller is going to change its spelling again because we're talking about plural here. There's more than one of us, so first of all, we add an S on the end. Nous sommes allés.
Nous sommes allés.
But aller still sounds the same. It's just spelled A-L-L-E acute S. Nous sommes allés.
Nous sommes allés.
Okay, now if we happen to all be female, in that situation, we say nous sommes allés, still sounds the same. However, it's spelled A-L-L-E acute E-S. So we're adding the extra E for the female bit and an S for the plural bit. So nous sommes allés.
Nous sommes allés.
And if we're all male, it would be nous sommes allés.
Nous sommes allés.
How would you spell that one?
A-L-L-E acute S.
Très bien. Now, based on your knowledge of what you know already about French adjectives, how would you say we went if it's a group of males and females together?
You would say nous sommes allés.
And how would you spell aller?
You would spell aller, A-L-L-E acute E-S.
Are you sure about that, Anna?
Well, my thinking was that if there's girls in there, then you would add in the extra E, but I'm thinking I'm wrong.
Well, I'm afraid you are, yeah. French, when there's male and female together, it always defaults to the male plural. Now, it's maybe
sexist.
A little bit sexist, yeah, but that's the way the French language works. It wasn't me that invented that. So it defaults to the male plural version. So it's A-L-L-E acute S. Nous sommes allés.
Nous sommes allés.
Okay, so that's all the different options for the we form. Nous sommes allés, E acute S, for the masculine or masculine and feminine together, or nous sommes allés, E acute ES, for all female, we went. Moving on in our verb, we come to the vous form. So what's the present tense of être in the vous form?
Vous êtes.
Vous êtes. Okay, so it would become vous êtes allé.
Vous êtes allé.
And again, because there's an S on the end of vous êtes, you can pronounce it as you move into the vous êtes allé, or you can make it silent. Vous êtes allé.
Vous êtes allé.
Now, how would you spell allé?
You would spell it M-A-L-L-E acute S if you're talking to a group of boys. And if you're talking to a group of girls, you would spell it A-L-L-E acute E-S. And if you're speaking to both, it's just E acute S. So you go back to the masculine form.
Exactly. So that's you looking at the vous for the plural you. However, there's something else that we need to take on board here because, as you know, the vous form is also used for a singular formal form. Okay? So it's when you're being polite to someone. In that situation, you're not talking to multiple people. You're talking to one person. So you need to make the aller, the past participle, agree with that one person. If it's a male person, then it's simply A-L-L-E acute. And if it's a female person, A-L-L-E acute E. So with vous, you actually have all four options. A-L-L-E acute for male singular formal. A-L-L-E acute E for female singular formal. A-L-L-E acute S for male plural informal or formal. And A-L-L-E acute E-S for female plural informal or formal. Now, I realise that this is all a little bit complicated, especially when you can't see it written down. If you're using the Enhanced podcast as part of our premium materials, then you should be able to see this on the screen of your iPod or on iTunes. If you're not, then see if you can imagine it in your head and draw out a table in your head as you're going through these different forms. Okay, so much for the vous form. Let's now think about the they form. What's the they form of the verb être in the present tense?
Ils sont.
Ils sont. Good. Ils sont. So how would you say they went or they have gone?
Ils sont allés.
Très bien. And how would you spell aller?
You would spell aller, A-L-L-E acute S.
That's right, because ils sont allés is the masculine they. It's like the group of boys went, les garçons sont allés, A-L-L-E acute S. However, if they refers to a group of females, in that situation, you would make it?
A-L-L-E acute E-S.
Yeah, it would be, of course, elles sont allées, E-L-L-E-S, elles sont allées, A-L-L-E acute E-S. And if it's a group of mixed males and females, you would say?
Ils sont allés.
How would you spell allés?
A-L-L-E acute S.
Okay, we're now going to go through the whole verb. I'll say it first, I'll leave a space for our listeners, and then Anna, you can repeat it.
All right.
Je suis allé.
Je suis allé.
Tu es allé.
Tu es allé.
Il est allé.
Il est allé.
Elle est allée.
Elle est allée.
Nous sommes allés.
Nous sommes allés.
Vous êtes allés.
Vous êtes allés.
Ils sont allés.
Ils sont allés.
Elles sont allées.
Elles sont allées.
Now, just as I'm going through this, I remembered, of course, that if you're using the tu form, if you're speaking to a female person, then, obviously, the aller has to agree with that female person. So you would say, tu es allé, A-L-L-E acute E. Tu es allé au supermarché? Did you go to the supermarket? And if you're talking to a female, obviously, that's A-L-L-E acute E. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So, we've looked at aller in the perfect tense. The difference with aller from the other verbs we've looked at so far is that aller is one of the être verbs. Now, you might be wondering why. Well, aller is part of a group of verbs, and some people like to think that all these verbs have got something to do with motion. The verbs of motion, they're sometimes called. In next week's show, we'll be looking at some other verbs of motion, other verbs that conjugate with être. But today we're just going to stick with aller until you're absolutely certain that you've understood all the agreements of the past participle. Now note that when you're talking about the past, you can combine être verbs with normal verbs. So, for example, you might say je suis allé en ville et j'ai fait les magasins. So, I went into town, or I have gone into town, et j'ai fait les magasins, and I did some shopping. I looked around the shops. So, faire les magasins is to look around the shops. So, j'ai fait, faire is a normal avoir verb. It's not an être verb, so you use j'ai fait. But note that it's je suis allé en ville. I went into town. Aller being an être verb. So, je suis allé, but j'ai fait. So, it's very natural to combine these. There's absolutely no issue about using être verbs and avoir verbs in the same sentence and so on. Okay, now, I actually said earlier that we were only going to look at aller today, but I think it's probably worthwhile taking another verb while we've got this idea in our mind of être verbs, which have past participles which agree with the subject. So let's take venir. It's another verb of motion, if you like, to go and to come. So venir, to come, the past participle of venir is venu.
Venu.
So to say I came or I have come, you say je suis venu.
Je suis venu.
And we also need to remember that venu will agree. So, Anna, if you're saying, I came, je suis venu, you need to remember that venu will agree. So it's V-E-N-U-E in your case. Je suis venu.
Je suis venu.
So can you go on and conjugate the whole verb, please, Anna?
Je suis venu. Tu es venu.
How would you spell venu with tu es venu?
V-E-N-U.
Yep, and if you're talking directly to a female?
V-E-N-U-E?
Yep. Okay, on you go.
Il est venu. Elle est venue.
How do you spell il est venu?
V-E-N-U.
And elle est venue?
V-E-N-U-E.
Yep. Okay, let's move on to the nous form.
Nous sommes venus.
Mm-hmm. You know my question. How do you spell venu?
V-E-N-U-S.
Yep. Nous sommes venus. And what if everyone that's talking is female?
V-E-N-U-E-S.
Oui. Nous sommes venus. And what about the vous form?
Vous êtes venus.
And of course, that's the one with the four possibilities, depending on who you're talking to. And then the il plural form.
Ils sont venus.
Mm-hmm. And how do you spell that one?
V-E-N-U-S.
Uh-huh. And finally?
Elles sont venues.
And the spelling of that one?
V-E-N-U-E-S.
Très bien. Okay, so we're remembering that the perfect tense is used to translate a simple past in English. So I went, I came, or the situation where you're saying, I have done something, I have gone, I have come, and so on. Let's put some of this into practice. I've got five sentences I'd like you to translate, Anna. So, number one, I went to the market.
Je suis allé au marché.
Okay, and if you're speaking, obviously, you would make aller, I acute I. Okay, numéro deux. We went to the beach.
Nous sommes allés à la plage.
And how would you spell aller?
A-L-L-E-A-Q-U-T-S or A-L-L-E-A-Q-U-T-E-S.
Depending, obviously, if it's a group of boys or girls who went to the beach. Okay, number three, numéro trois. She came to the concert.
Elle est venue au concert.
Okay, now the T sound at the end of elle is only used when it's followed by a vowel. For example, elle est allée. But if you're saying elle est venue, you don't pronounce the T. So, elle est venue au concert.
Elle est venue au concert.
And in this case, how would you spell venue?
V-E-N-U-E.
Très bien. Numéro 4. They have come to the hotel.
Ils sont venus à l'hôtel.
Très bien. À l'hôtel. It's L apostrophe, hôtel, l'hôtel. So it's à l'hôtel. Ils sont venus à l'hôtel. Et finalement, numéro 5. Marie went to Spain.
Marie est allée en Espagne?
Excellent. Marie est allée en Espagne.
Marie est allée en Espagne.
And how would you spell aller?
A-L-L-E-A-Q-U-T-E.
Good. And why is it en Espagne?
Because when you go to a country, it's always en.
And what about Denmark, Japon, Portugal, Canada?
With those places, you say oh.
Why is that?
Because I can't remember.
They're masculine countries, okay? So, au Japon, au Danemark, au Portugal, au Canada, au Brésil. There's a group of countries that are masculine countries, but that's for another lesson. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.